The Haines Chamber of Commerce surveys its members on the business side of legal marijuana. And we take a look at the projected visitor numbers for Skagway's upcoming tourism season. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Chamber of Commerce wants the business community to weigh in about marijuana legalization. The chamber is asking for feedback from its members through an online survey. It asks how the organization should be involved in developing local regulations for retail marijuana businesses. The new law went into effect February 24th, making it legal for adults to possess up to 1 ounce of pot and grow up to 6 plants. It's still illegal to smoke in public and buy or sell the drug. Retail sales of marijuana won't be legal until next year. But communities across the state are tackling the issues that go along with legalization. Some towns are further in that process than others. In Haines, the Borough Assembly has said it will eventually form a task force to look at how to regulate retail sales. After attending the Alaska Municipal League Conference, Mayor Jan Hill last week told the Assembly there isn't any rush.
The state expects this to be a 2-year process. They don't expect to have all their ducks in a row at the end of this legislative session. It's taking a lot of time during this session, and they've assured me that they're dealing with it, but it's not something that's going to happen overnight. There are things in place, you know, that, I mean, today is the day. It's legal today. But as far as communities coming up with ordinances and resolutions and regulations, it's a little premature.
The Chamber of Commerce has been more proactive. The topic is on the agenda for this week's Chamber Board meeting. Board President Kyle Gray says the 4-question survey is a way to open up that discussion with members. The Chamber represents about 140 businesses and organizations.
We are this week finally going to kind of sit down and have our formal discussion. So because of that, what I wanted to do was pull the membership to make sure, well, maybe not make sure, but to maybe better understand where their viewpoint is on it, since, you know, we do indeed represent the membership.
The online survey was emailed to chamber members late last week. It asks, among other things, if the chamber should research the economic potential of regulated marijuana and if the chamber should host a public forum about marijuana activity in the community. Gray says the chamber board doesn't have a position on the issue.
I mean, we haven't really agreed to take a position on it one way or another yet. And, you know, at this point, the chamber is very interested in being a part of the conversation. You know, we want to make sure that since it is a business issue, that the community is being heard.
The survey is available to chamber members. The board will meet this Friday at 9 a.m. at its offices on Main Street. Constantine Metal Resources announced this week its plans on a $5 million budget for exploration at its Palmer project north of Haines in 2015. Constantine is in its third year of a partnership with Dowa Metals and Mining Company of Japan. Dowa partnered with Constantine in 2013 to contribute $22 million toward explorations at the Palmer site over 4 years. The company has spent $10 million to date. The $5 million budget for the coming season is less than the $6.5 million spent in 2014 at the Palmer site. Constantine conducted extensive drilling last season. It also acquired the lease rights to about 100,000 acres of additional land near the Palmer site. According to a company press release, drilling exploration is expected to continue this year. An updated resource estimate on the site is expected this spring. Constantine has been exploring the Palmer site for several years. It increased activity at the site since Dowa signed on as an investor. The Skagway public on Wednesday will get the first glimpse of proposed designs and cost estimates for a Gateway Port expansion project in Skagway. The Port Commission and Assembly are meeting together in a work session to go over four preliminary design options for the project. The designs were prepared by KPFF Engineers of Seattle. Bob Riley of KPFF and project manager Dr. Chad Gabala will be at the meeting to present the documents and answer questions from the Port Commission and Assembly. The designs were created using the preliminary results from environmental and geotechnical samplings done at the port over the winter. Gabala told the Assembly that the designs offer a wide range of improvements and cost options. Here's how he explained the designs at the last meeting.
They're not take it or leave it options. These are sort of structured examples of what we think are the best ways of proceeding forward that gets your community exactly what, you know, we lined out in the design premises, which is clean bill of health on the harbor, entirely buttoned up, as well as the ability to move forward in a flexible manner for the type of intermodal transfer and passenger traffic that you're interested in.
The Port Commission and Assembly work session is Wednesday at 1 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. The designs will also be up for discussion at the Thursday Assembly meeting. Skagway is starting to prepare for its annual influx of visitors and seasonal workers as the summer approaches. KTNS checked in with Wendy Anderson at the Skagway Convention and Visitors Bureau to hear about what the town can expect in the upcoming tourism season.
We'll have over 1 million people visiting Skagway this summer. We're a busy place.
About 800,000 of those people will be cruise ship passengers. 30 ships are scheduled to visit Skagway more than 400 times throughout the summer. The biggest of those is a new ship to Skagway, the Ruby Princess, which has a capacity for 3,082 passengers. Skagway has dock space for four large cruise ships. The ferry dock is sometimes used for smaller ones.
The week has a flow to it. It'll start out slow on a Sunday and slowly build to we peak on Tuesday and Wednesday. Those are the days when we have 9,000, 10,000 people in a day coming off the ships. And then it slows down again as you head to Saturday. So generally on Saturdays we'll have less than 3,000 people.
Anderson says the projected number of cruise ships and visitors for the summer is on par with the last 2 years. The summer visitor numbers in Skagway first topped 1 million in 2002. Since then, the busiest years were 2007 and 2013. Last year, almost 1.1 million people visited Skagway's Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park. That set a record. It was the first time an Alaska park had over 1 million visitors. There will also be hundreds of people coming into town to work in the seasonal retail shops, restaurants, and tour companies.
We have a lot of what we call our summer family that comes back, friends that go other places either to work or to live on that off season, and so it's kind of a family reunion when the season comes back.
There are a few new businesses setting up shop in Skagway this summer. Alaska Art Colony will open an art co-op between 5th and 6th Streets. Fry Bread Place Klondike Doughboy will open on 3rd Street, and Sugar Mama's Cupcake Shop is opening a second location on Broadway. The CVB is working on a few projects to make the tourism season run more smoothly. One is improving signage on the hiking trails.
In part because currently when the fire department gets emergency calls on the trails, people don't have a reference of where they are on the trail to provide better information for first responders.
The trails will have better sign markers and the trail maps are getting an update. The CVB is also creating welcome packets for seasonal businesses.
A lot of times when people first come to town, you know, it's a small town and what do I do when I get to Skagway? Well, I'd like to help encourage summer worker participation in both community events and, you know, let them know that Skagway is a place where you can get involved.
A big change for the CVB itself is also in the works. Longtime tourism director Buckwheat Donahue is retiring mid-April. So this summer, a new person will take the reins of Skagway's most lucrative industry. The first cruise ship, the Solstice, will dock in Skagway May 5th. The last cruise ship will be the Norwegian Sun on September 24th. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. We also post breaking news and important announcements on our KHNS Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. And we're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org.